Good afternoon and welcome to the Midday News for today, Tuesday, October 27th. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, one man assisting police with investigations into a suspicious death in the community of Grand Bay. Dowasco says work is continuing to restore water in the areas most affected by Storm Erica. Meanwhile, hospital expands capacity for premature babies after newborn deaths in Jamaica, and China fury at U.S. illegal ship passage. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these and more stories coming up.
Introducing the Ashley Collection at Courts. Courts has joined with Ashley Furniture, the number one selling home furnishings brand in America, to bring you the most extraordinary furniture selection at unbeatable prices. It's now easier than ever before to find that perfect furniture piece for your home. And what's more, you can add that special touch with the right accent piece from our range of designer accessories from Ashley. Create the perfect look for your home with the Ashley Collection at Courts. Courts, bringing value home. Visit the new Ashley Gallery at our Roseau store.
One man is currently assisting police here with investigations into what is being referred to as a suspicious death in the village of Grand Bay. Sergeant Pelham John Baptist of the Police Public Relations Committee reported that the lifeless body of Presley Fontaine, age 46, was found lifeless in a house on Sunday.
About 7:30 a.m. on Sunday, 26 October 2015, the Grand Bay police responded to information resulting in the discovery of a lifeless body at a house in Grand Bay. The body is that of 46-year-old Presley Fontaine, male adult of Grand Bay. The scene was processed by the crime scenes team of the CID, and the body was removed to the PMH and pronounced dead by a medical doctor there. The body is now secured at the mortuary. An inquest will be convened, including a post-mortem examination, to determine the cause of death of the deceased. The police is to do the death of Presley Fontaine as a suspicious death, a suspected homicide.
Derek Carbon of St. Joseph has been officially charged with the murder of Kervin Williams of Faucolet. Carbon, who was hearing impaired, appeared in court on October 12th, where psychiatric evaluations were ordered to determine his fitness to plea. In court on Monday, the psychiatrist's report indicated that the accused was mentally fit to plea and capable of answering to a charge against him. The preliminary inquiry into the matter, which occurred on October 8th, is set for March 21st, 2016. Carbon is represented by attorney Peter Aline. Dominica's solar water company, Dowasco, says work is continuing to restore water in the areas most affected by Tropical Storm Erica. Dowasco reported that it suffered damages to the tune of $50 million during the passage of the storm on August 27. Public Relations Officer of Dowasco, Edward Regist, says several systems still remain vulnerable and is posing a challenge for the company.
In the BS, Colliho, Kubla area, the system remains quite vulnerable there. We've attempted to ration water to from the PCAD system, and that water is being provided nightly to Biosh, Jubla, and Kodiho. Of course, there are a lot of leaks on the system because that area was heavily impacted by the storm, and so Dowasco has concentrated a lot on repairing leaks and helping to restore that system. However, there are a lot of challenges that we are working with, and we do continue to, you know, ask for the patience and cooperation of the residents in those areas.
Meantime, Regista says the restoration of water to the Girardel and Eggleston communities is still outstanding.
Water to Girardel is pumped. It's an electrical pump, and so there seems to be some challenges related to our ability to pump, and so we're waiting for some material that is supposed to be imported very soon. We should be able to receive that material. I believe it's a cable to assist in the pumping process, and then we can restore water to these communities as long as there are no other challenges that we would have to meet up with.
Parliamentary representative for the Portsmouth constituency, Ian Douglas, says the time is ripe for Dominicans to re-examine their purpose as citizens. Douglas was addressing Market Day with a Difference at Portsmouth on Saturday. He says the Tropical Storm Erica signals the need for more collaboration among the country's people.
And rebuilding must be taken not only in the context of Erica, not only rebuilding from the ravages of Tropical Storm Erica, but the rebuilding process of nation building. Where we are Where is it we want to get to as a people? How do we see ourselves 10 years from now? Where do we see ourselves 15 years from now? How do we see ourselves in the OECS scheme of things? How do we see ourselves in the CARICOM and Caribbean scheme of things? How do we see ourselves in the universal and global scheme of things? And that is what I want you to focus on, to meditate upon, and to reflect here today.
You are listening to Q95's Lunchtime News. Executive Director of the Dominica Association of Persons with Disabilities, DAPD, Natalie Murthy, says ensuring that legislation is enacted to protect and promote the rights of persons living with disabilities is the main focus going forward. This as the DAPD celebrated 32 years on Monday. Murthy says while there have been many achievements over the years, there is still a lot more that can be done for persons who are living with disabilities. She singled out accessing public buildings and finding jobs on the open labor market among the challenges still being faced.
One of the major areas that we will be concentrating on in the coming years, we are looking forward to legislation being enacted to ensure that persons with disabilities really, their rights are really protected and promoted. We also concerned about access to the physical environment and public buildings. We have made some progress in terms of the business houses providing some access to persons with disabilities, but we still see some buildings going up without lifts, without elevators, and other essential elements that creates a disability-friendly, accessible environment or public building. So with legislation in place, we are confident that the situation will change. We expect persons with disabilities to continue to be educated, trained, qualified, and eventually find jobs on the open labor market. This is one of our weaknesses, one of the areas that we have not seen too much success, and we are not happy about that, but it's not because we didn't try. We have tried, we have advocated, we have articulated the fact that persons with disabilities who are trained, educated, and qualified can work and should be employed, but success in that area has been very, very limited.
The perpetrators of porn videos and photographs in Dominica being given a stern warning from a gender advocate here. That message is simple. What goes around comes around. Delia Cuffy Weeks expressed disgust and disappointment following a string of porn videos and photographs involving some young women in Dominica. The videos, which have gone viral, depict these young women exposing their private parts and performing orgies.
And for those people out there who are taking advantage of our youth, who are playing on their emotions, who know exactly what to say to them to get them engaged in those activities, shame on you. Remember, you may have a relative that you love very much. And just remember, what goes around comes around. It may come home to bite you sooner than you think.
And a yachting policy could soon be in place for Dominica. That's according to Tourism Minister Robert Tong. He says a revised committee will be formed to ensure the policy meets the relevant standards.
A revised committee will be formed, putting together the private sector and the public sector to ensure that we come one with the yachting policy. The yachting policy and also all the other things that are required. In the meantime, we will continue to support trying to put these small jetties in the strategic areas that would allow the visitors to have a proper access to the country.
Just last week, Dominica's OECS ambassador to Brussels, Her Excellency Dr. Len Ishmael, and the yachting professionals met in Dominica with a view to developing the sector. In news from the region, the Cornwall Regional Hospital, CRH, is expanding its capacity to accommodate additional premature babies following the recent deaths of several newborns from a bacterial infection. Cornwall is one of two hospitals where outbreaks of Klebsiella and Serratia bacteria occurred. The other was the University Hospital of the West Indies, UHWI. A total of 42 babies fell ill since the first outbreak in June, with 18 of them dying. Following a report report on the matter, it was decided that steps would be taken to further expand the nursery at CRH to accommodate more premature babies. In addition, the institution will be hiring more registered nurses and patient care assistants to increase the hospital's nurse-to-patient ratio. And on the international scene, Chinese officials have condemned a U.S. ship's passage near disputed islands in the South China Sea as illegal. The guided missile destroyer USS Lassen breached a 12 nautical mile zone, China claims. The freedom of navigation operation is a serious challenge to China's claims over the artificial islands. Its foreign ministry said the ship had been warned and characterized the act as a threat to China's sovereignty. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. One man assisting police with investigations into a suspicious death in the community of Grand Bay. Dowasco says work is continuing to restore water in the areas most affected by Tropical Storm Erica. Hospital expands capacity for premature babies after newborn deaths in Jamaica. And China fury at U.S. illegal ship passage. The news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Accord Sir Dominique Limited. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.